Please, O Lord, our God, make the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths. Please, O Lord, our God, make the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths, in the mouths of your people, in the mouths of the house of Israel, in the mouths of your people, in the mouths of the house of Israel.
I want to say a few words also as the rabbi here, senior rabbi. Sammy, congratulations. Okay, this is a big day, the day when, in the eyes of our community and the Jewish community generally, you become a man. But the question is, what exactly does it mean to become a man? It has a lot to do with taking upon yourselves of the beginnings of man-sized responsibilities in the synagogue. You know, up until now, you were a kid in the eyes of the Jewish people. Mom and Dad, Dave Nickel, and others would teach you about the mitzvot, but you were dependent on them to say, well, do this or don't do that. But now, you're a Messianic Jew whose motivation has to come from the inside, not just the outside. But how else can we summarize what becoming a man really is? And I like to think, Sammy, of becoming a man as developing a man-sized capacity for truth. Let me say that again. A man-sized capacity for truth. So, let me share some man-sized, and the case of young women who will become bat mitzvah, woman-sized truths, which are a bit sophisticated, but which I know you can handle. Now, you may say, well, Rabbi Rich, how do you know I can handle it? Well, I'll tell you how. When I was reviewing your drash, I saw the word metaphysical. Do you hear that word? And I wondered, was he just throwing that in to sound cool? And I asked his mom, and she said, no, he looked it up. He knows exactly what it means. And in context, it's used correctly. So I know if you can put metaphysical into your drash, I absolutely know you can handle these man-sized truths. Now, here's the first adult-sized truth you need to know that you become bar mitzvah, okay? Don't choose the easy way to guide your life, but the true way. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. Many people catch their philosophies of life the way they catch a cold. They just pick it up along the way without much thought. But the adult way, the way a man should do it, is to be ready to embrace truth as it comes and to turn away from false ideas. The positive side is embracing truth and living by it. You're a truth guy. That's what it means to be a man. The negative side is to be willing to do some myth-busting when it becomes necessary. And I'd like to share three myths which need a little busting in our world, and I want to encourage you to join in with your own heart and mind into these things. First of all, I don't need religion. I just need faith. All right? Now, it's a myth in this sense. The truth is, you need both. Faith is yours personally, Sam. It should grow as you walk with God and walk in the ways of Torah. But religion is the way our faith is worked out. You work it out with other people who together look to the past for wisdom as to how their faith can be expressed. This means, of course, being part of a community. This whole idea, which is pervasive in our society, you'll hear it from friends as you go along when you talk about them. Well, I don't need religion. I'm a spiritual person. I'm not a religious person. False dichotomy. I'm telling you, you can't live by it. It's too personal, too subjective, and doesn't allow the process that God has given us for growth, which has to be in the presence of other imperfect people, in an imperfect community, in an imperfect world, but moving ahead together within the framework of a specific faith, ours being the Messianic Jewish outlook. Okay, so both faith and religion are important to become a Messianic Jewish man. Now, what's myth number two? We're Mythbusters today. What's myth number two that a man needs to embrace? And there are many, but you know, we just have a few minutes here. Here it is. The Bible is an old book written by naive, pre-scientific people. You can't trust it. That's the myth. Now, I want to suggest to you, Sam, and to everybody here, that it is true that people from the biblical time lived in a pre-scientific age. I think that's a fair assessment, fair thing to say. But they were not unintelligent. They were not dumb. They knew what a miracle when they saw one. Yeshua healing a person who was known in town to be a cripple from birth, and that happened instantly. They knew that that was extraordinary and not according to what we would call the laws of nature or the physical laws which normally govern the universe. So it is simply not true. They were smart, and what they wrote down for us can be trusted. And that's a whole discussion in of itself, why we can trust the documents, why we can look at the Bible and say, this is about real people telling the story as it really was. And I particularly want to mention the text of the Besorah, the New Testament scripture, where there are thousands of manuscripts which back each other up and from which comes the Bible that we read. We can trust it. It is a myth that these people were unintelligent, unconcerned about objective reality, and incapable of passing it on. It is a myth. I want to suggest a third thing. It is a myth, it is an absolute myth, that religion is for weak people. It is for the weak, the people who can't cut it in life. Very few people would articulate that, but in our society, a lot of people feel it and live out of that idea. Religion, oh, they need the crutch. I want to suggest to you, Sam, that is not true. It is a man-sized myth which we need to turn away from. As a matter of fact, if I can quote a very famous psychologist, Barbara Fredrickson, she's a leading social psychologist. She put it this way: religious practices help people find positive meaning in life, which elicits positive emotions, which in turn broadens their mind and increases personal resources, leading to improved health and well-being. Okay? It's not for just people who can't cut it. If you want to become a full-rounded, well-rounded, happy guy who knows how to love and be loved, if you want to be the kind of person who has the resources rooted in a relationship with God so you can do good and be happy even during the tough times, which inevitably come every person's way, then you walk with God as a Messianic Jew. We bust myths around here. Okay. It takes strength, the strength of a man, the strength of a woman, to stand up for God and for Messianic Judaism. Sammy, I call you to real manhood. I call every man here to the deeper meaning of what it means to be a man. I call every woman here to move into the rich depth of maturity, where truth comes first, courage comes next, and action follows. This is Sammy's special day, but may it be a time for all of us to embrace, in each of our unique identities and places in this world, the essence of what bar and bat mitzvah mean. And if not now, when? Shabbat Shalom.
Please, O Lord, our God, may the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths. Please, O Lord, our God, may the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths. In the mouths of your people, in the mouths of the house of Israel. In the mouths of the people, in the mouths of the house of Israel. And may your descendants and the descendants of your people Israel be those who know your name and study your Torah for Messiah.